This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Family farmer. My sentiments are strong because I am an American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Days AFF. The American Family Farmer program has actually been around for a couple of years. It was on the World Wide Web for a while. Now it's on about 100 radio stations around the country and various blog sites that are important for those of you who may hear a little tidbit and you want to get more and you haven't been able to find this, you can go to DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. It's as far as podcasts are concerned, on the TuneIn Radio app that we have for Doug Steffen. Stitcher Radio has it. Genesis Radio has it. I mean, you're not going to remember all these. I know you're not. But it just shows you the wide scope of interest that is a part of the farm life in America. More and more people romanticize about it, want to be a part of it or support it. And so this program was put together to bring you up to date on some of the news for family farmers, with opinions, but mostly solutions to problems that you have that are brought about by too much government, the influence of the big ag, the huge agribusinesses that are getting in the way of our success. I believe that strongly. So we each week have a different representation, and this week a fellow named Johnny Fountain is with us, who is a former chef. His wife, Elizabeth, is a former educator. They are both in their 30s. They are full-time farmers. They started with an 8-acre patch north of Los Angeles in Ojai. And, by the way, that I know where it is because it's near that old prison up there, right? John, nice to have you with us. Welcome to the American Family Farmer. Isn't that up there in Ojai near the prison?
Yeah, one of our farms was actually on an old working prison there called the Honor Farm
right.
For a long period of time.
They have farms that most states have had farms that were run by convicts and institutions, that sort of thing. That seems to have fallen out of favor for whatever the reason. I don't know why, because it's good labor, and you'd think that we'd want to have the fellas and women who are in jail do something that would be productive, right? But maybe that's not.
I currently actually farm on a private high school in the Upper Valley, and it's my sincere belief that one of the solutions to supporting smaller farms is to actually marry them to institutions like that. We also service a hospital. So, in growing food, you want to find where there's a lot of people eating several meals a day, and that way they can kind of handle the volume and ideally work with you, and you have kind of a symbiotic relationship where you're providing food or providing a space for them to grow their own food, and then it goes right into a kitchen on site, so there's very little carbon footprint. I think that those places are great. I'm not sure why they're shut down either.
Frankly. Well, I don't know. We had a bunch of them here in Massachusetts where I am, and they've all pretty much gone away. The land is rented out to other farmers. But it seems to me, and this is a philosophical thing, I don't want to get too stuck on this, but when it comes to having labor, we have a lot of problems finding help. I do on my dairy farm.
Sure.
Whether it's people who are Americans that want to do the work. For a long time, it's been people my age. I had three or four men who were my age that wanted and came from the farm, wanted to continue that world. but they're now retiring or dying, and so that leaves me and one other fella, and I'm having a hard time finding people who want to work, and that's I think a problem with you too, isn't it?
Yes, I share that same sentiment. I currently have one female employee. She's in her late 20s, and oddly enough, most of the people that have approached me for work or the people that have worked for me have been younger female farmers, mainly because those are the ones that come in. They have careful attention to detail, and they're also really interested in the work beyond a paycheck.
Yeah. Well, as understanding farming is a lifestyle. Now, a lot of the people that you might have access to, especially in your area, the neck of the woods you're in, is a hotbed for a lot of Hispanic workers. As a matter of fact, the farm is known as Rio Gozo, G-O-Z-O. That's Spanish for what?
Gozar is kind of a term that you would find in South America that would be akin to the word stove. So it's kind of like what surfers would shout or skiers would shout sort of at the apex of their performance, either on the wave or the mountain. So it would literally translate to like a river of soap.
So is it G-O-Z-O? Is that how you spell it?
Uh-huh.
G-O-Z-O.
Yeah, and the original word, it would be Gozar.
It was the original word.
G-O-C-A-R, yeah.
Got it. Okay. But for terms of sending people to your Instagram page, it's at Rio Gozo Farm.
Yes, affirmative.
Or Rio-Gozo-Farm/Facebook. So those of you who want to listen to us talk for the next half hour or so and are interested and intrigued by how this gentleman is working with his wife and trying to survive in an era when we have smaller farms and are becoming more productive, but because you're in, I find it interesting, we'll talk about this in a second, you're in an area where there are lots of Hispanics and they seem to be doing a lot of the work on the farms there. I'm wondering how that plays into what you just said about needing help. Hold on just a second. We'll get back to that conversation in a minute. John Fontaine from Rio Gozo Farm in Central California is with us on this week's American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, 16 and change after the hour now. And this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with John Fontaine, who is from Rio Gozo Farm in California. John, what do you make of the election of Donald Trump? What will it do you think, to your business, and how will it affect farming and agriculture in general? Speculative, because you don't really know. And the reason I ask you the question is because I believe that all of us who are small family farmers would have been negatively impacted to the point where we would have, frankly, been we would have been destroyed if the Trans-Pacific Partnership had been passed. So for that reason, I was with Trump in the sense that I believe his attitude toward these some of these pacts that we have, some of these trade deals, is not very good for those of us who want to keep ourselves on the land. What's your point of view?
Well, I watched all three debates, and I, just like most Americans, paid very careful attention to the election. And I don't remember either candidate ever speaking about American farmers at all. Not in any of the debates, and certainly not in any of their press conferences, which was drastically different than when I grew up, kind of during Reagan era and then through Clinton, where people made a very special point of talking about farmers and talking about food safety. So I'm nervous. I'm not sure, what the next coming administration will do. Certainly the one that left didn't do much to help
they
us.
Were antagonistic. If anything, the administration going out now, in my view, is antagonistic to farmers, to agriculture. I think Vilsack became a puppet and very ineffective to the point of being
annoying. He came out of Monsanto.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And look at the people who were in the USDA, the people that were at the FDA, the higher-ups at Monsanto. That's what – he was governor of Iowa, but he was governor of Iowa because he had their support and their money. So you're
–
And when Obama started his administration, and one of the first things he said the first week or two he was president is that we had too many farmers and we ought to take 50,000 acres of land away from farmers and put trees on them. As soon as he said that, I knew that he was completely clueless about agriculture from any perspective.
Sure. And I think largely what I would like to see from America is stricter import rules regarding product that we're already growing domestically. Because as I look down the sort of rabbit hole of it, what I see happening is the longer that we continue to develop arable land in the United States, the more treacherous the territory for a future of food production becomes. The Oxnard floodplain, which is effectively what I farm in, with some of the best farmland, if not in the United States or the world, certainly around. And it's covered in malls now. There's strip malls everywhere. There's a few large-scale strawberry places and celery places and farms like that.
Yep.
But as we continue to develop that land, and the value of land in Southern California, this is what's kind of difficult around here, is they have large area of land, they're willing to have you develop it, but it's worth a lot more money to them if they put a unit or two on the land.
Hold on, John. Hold on. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, to turn from green to that harvest money. Hold one up for the banker.
What's the situation like for you if you're an American family farmer, if you have a farm-operated business, or if you're a locavore, that is the people who use the products and services that we grow or we create. That's what this is about. It's about food, food safety. How do we acquire and get and keep the best seeds? How do we get help from folks that we need to have? Because most of the farms that are in existence are hard to run in a vacuum, and a vacuum would be one person or less. Not a lot of farms against, but yet there are a lot of people that are in that circumstance. So this is the reason for this program. Joining us today is a fellow that runs a farm called Rio Gozo in the valley north of Los Angeles. Ojai Valley is a wonderful, wonderful place. I drive up there. I have a home in Santa Monica, so I drive up the Pacific Coast Highway every once in a while and get to that point where sort of you come to the end of the PCH and you get on the 101, and there are all kinds of, you know, it's sort of like what I have here in my circumstance. I have a suburban farm, 140 acres in a town of 70,000. It's a bedroom community for Boston, and the people love it. They appreciate it, but they're not invested in it. I'm trying to sell the development rights to save the farm, and the fight that I've had is asinine, frankly, for people who say that they appreciate the farm, the open space, the cows, whatever. You know, it's still me against the world. And that's what a lot of farmers have found themselves facing. And I wonder, you know, you give us a little bit more. You've started on 8 acres. So how much land do you actually work now, and how do you actually make it function? If you can go into that in detail, John, it would be great.
Sure, no problem. So we have 6 acres of row crop vegetables on private high school up in the Ojai Valley, and then I have a 4-acre sort of homestead piece where I keep chickens for myself and quail for myself and raise a couple pigs every year, and just started a flock of Navajo Churro sheep, a heritage breed of sheep that I'll have for meat and wool and also land clearing. And the primary focus of our sales is to what I would call like white tablecloth restaurants, so higher end restaurants. And the evolution of our business started with a CSA model, which is community supported agriculture. Another way to put it, so people could understand it, it's kind of like subscription based farming.
Yes.
You pay a farmer, you know, for a month's worth of produce, and he delivers an assortment of vegetables to your home every week out of that month. And when we started the business, that was sort of a new thing out on the West Coast. It's been occurring on the East Coast for quite a while, but it was new on the West Coast. But with the prevalence and the rise of farmers markets and more Whole Foods, people were able to get their produce more directly from farmers, both at farmers markets and to access some local farms through supermarkets. And so we saw that portion of our business fall off, and I started just working more directly with chefs. I had an excellent rapport based on the fact that I used to be a chef in restaurants, and so I knew what they were looking for, and I knew how to market it well to them.
Marketing is one thing. Being able to have something to market is something else. And I've noticed that a lot of these folks that are doing what you're doing are doing much less on, much more on much less land. Hydroponics is a factor as well. But we're going to pause for a moment or two because we have obligations to our stations at the bottom of the hour. But I would like to come back, understand how you price the products that you grow, and what actually do you grow? What's the specialty there? I'm fascinated that your only customers are restaurants. That sounds really interesting. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year, friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's, select styles, offer valid 12/6 or 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back with our weekly report on farming, the American family farmer. I don't know if it's really a report. It's a way of us digging into, us being those in the community that want to have good, healthy, wholesome food. Thus, the locavore movement is connected to this program. But also, what are the problems that the family farmer is having, and how do we find solutions for those problems? And that information comes in the form of conversations with people who are doing it. Some have been there and done that. Some have been there, continue to do that. I think that's the story with John Fontaine, who is from Rio Gozo Farm in the central part of California, which, as he suggested a little while ago, has some of the most wonderful land for raising crops in the world. You were telling us the story of your relationship to the restaurants. That's where you, because you were a chef, you've been selling to restaurants and markets in Ventura County. How do you price things? How, if someone said to you, what's, do you pull it out of your ear, or do you look it up, or do you research, or where do you, how do you find out what to price? Because you have so many different things. How many different vegetables are you growing there? Fruits, that sort of thing, flowers?
Yeah, I would say that on average throughout, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall. In winter, we offer about 30 different items. And so that would be every kind of beet, like 5 varieties of beet. I grow 3 varieties of spinach. I grow about 6 varieties of kale.
two varieties of arugula, many, many varieties of carrots, fennel, frisée, radicchio, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. Basically everything that you can grow in season, we grow. And the way that we determine our prices is I look at both the Park Slope price list that's out there online coming out of New York, and then I look at the price in Santa Monica as well, and then I try to figure out what the market will bear with the restaurants. Most of the restaurants that I service, I've been in a relationship with between 8 and 10 years. So there's a great deal of trust and support there. And it's actually not that hard a sale. When I send out my produce list, often my produce list doesn't have prices because we have established enough of a relationship that they know that what I'm charging or what the invoice is going to come in is really what the product is worth. I pick the product myself and deliver the product myself the same day. So it couldn't be higher quality and it couldn't be fresher out of the field.
You have a very unique situation sort of there in that part of the country where you can get two seasons, you have 30 out of you. I heard you mention that you had some seasonal things there, but you can use the land 12 months a year, so you have two in some, probably some circumstances. You have three crops a year of certain things. Like beets, you could probably grow four crops a year of that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this year we were able to grow beets throughout the summer, and the same thing with lettuce. And we do see temperature spikes. This year, I think I had a week of above 100, between 101 and 106. So there is some product damage, but we very rarely have any deep freezes, so we're able to continue to go throughout winter. We can rotate crops and move soil as the land demands. I mean, I have 6 acres, but I leave 2 of it fallow to get in for the next season, because I just want the overall health of the land to recover in time. And if I continue to get back into it faster and faster, you burn through the nutrients, and you also get in the game of having to buy a lot of amendments and basically amend your soil to fix what Mother Nature could otherwise do with just a little rest and just a little bit of foresight on production and demand.
When you talk about amendments, I would like to go down that street for a minute, because a lot of, not necessarily getting too much into the weeds, if you'll pardon the pun,
sure.
The whole business about, I'm a kind of a nut bird on this, because I don't have an organic farm per se, but I don't use chemicals. I just don't want to go through the hassle of having the government declare that I am what I know I already am. So,
yes, I know. I'm in the same boat. I don't need any bad to do what I do.
Yeah, people understand what we're doing here. By the same token, there are circumstances where I know I have overused the land, and I don't use these commercial fertilizers. I have sort of a witch's brew of cow manure, horse manure, chicken manure, pig manure that I put all together in a compost, and I spread that.
Sounds great.
But, you know, there are things. I listen to this nonsense from people talking about how cows create the methane problem, which is, you know, ruining our planet. I don't, you know, it's self-serving probably for me to say this, but what I find in my own research is that the animals, when they are defecating, the manure has microbes in it that, when it gets into the soil, does what you were just talking about, adds the amendments or keeps the amendments coming, because they oxygenate the soil. They do all kinds of things that are so important.
Sure.
And so I wonder how you address that. How do, because you don't have cows, so how do you get amendments?
No.
What do you do to keep your land working? Because most people know fertilizer doesn't help the land, it helps the crop. It's two different things.
Because
what do you do to make sure that those beets are as healthy as possible?
Sure. Again, sort of proper land management as far as rotation and leaving some things fallow. And we do a combination of cover cropping. And then I also use and have used Exceller pressed flax seed from I think it's from a milling company up in Modesto, something like that. Mm-hmm. And we hand apply that to the area and then cover crop over the top and then knock that back in when it's still nice and green. So I have plenty of loam and bioaccumulation. And then I just kind of let the mycorrhizae take over and repair the soil. And I keep strict records as far as what I put in. So I would never put broccoli back into a plot I had just taken broccoli out of.
Right.
Because each one of the plants draws on a certain spectrum of nutrients or needs. And if you continue to go in with the same crop, you can get things like soil-borne viruses, or you can just have that crop drain it in a way that if you were to go back in, like again with broccoli, if I put in three rotations of broccoli back to back, they'd all be drawing from a similar nutrient resource.
Yeah.
And it would therefore sour the land for that particular crop. So it's a mixture of cover cropping, some topical organic applications of the Exceller pressed flaxseed, which is high in protein and therefore nitrogen, and also having applied blood meal and having applied manures in the past and stuff like that. Because I don't have access to it, I don't go out of my way to get it, and I don't stink at the end of the day after application. My wife appreciates that part, that I don't smell like blood meal anymore.
Oh, come on. You got to smell like a farmer, for God's sakes. That's part of the fun of doing this. You got to smell. Smell. Bring the juices
home.
Oh, I
feel already.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, hold on a minute. We have a couple more questions here to help you out with Johnny and his experience. John Fountain, who runs the Rio Gozo Farm, rio-gozo-farm/Facebook. On Instagram, it's at Rio Gozo Farm. I'm Doug Steffen at 43 past the hour.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, IBOTTA, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. IBOTTA. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
Dear Ulta Beauty,
we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take Velvet and Shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Gentlemen, make a lasting impression this holiday season with JCPenney. Come early to beat the rush. Doors open this Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m. You'll only have to make one stop to get everything she wants. With up to 70% off select gold jewelry starting at $79.99 and an extra 20% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Get the perfect gifts on her list. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Store hours may vary as prohibited by law. Coupon required. Valid 12/7 to 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
Tonight, from NBC, the network that ushered in live musicals, comes the next big thing.
We're live in 3, 2, 1.
Hairspray Live, performed completely live with an incredible all-star cast. Harvey Fierstein,
Jennifer Hudson,
Ariana Grande,
Martin Short,
Gary Huff,
Kristen Chenoweth,
Duff Cameron,
Sean Hayes,
Billy Eichner, and introducing Matty Balio. Don't miss the family event of the holiday season. Hairspray Live, tonight on NBC.
Now, 47 after the hour, the American Family Farmer this week is focused on the Rio Gozo farm. John Fountain is here with us. He and his wife, Elizabeth, run the farm, talking about some specifics. Very interesting to hear his story about how to price things. What do you have for equipment?
I run a biodiesel John Deere four-wheel drive tractor.
Really?
And I got a tiller, a ripper, and a flail. And that's about all I need. Other than that, just our hands. We do a lot of hand weeding.
Yeah.
We use a lot of stirrup hose and wheel hose and stuff like that. So pretty minimal as far as machinery goes.
I made reference earlier to aquaponics and hydroponics. I wonder if you have any of that. I know there are some farms that drive up the PCH. You can see some of those farms. I wonder what you think of the aquaculture projects that are emerging around the country, especially in your area.
I'm always supportive of anyone growing food domestically in the U.S., whether I necessarily agree with their growing methods or what they're doing. I mean, I'm always happy to see it happen. To be frank, I don't notice that they taste like very much. I feel like there's a bit of the flavor profile that's missing on a tomato that's grown on a 30-foot plant in a giant greenhouse in the middle of winter versus your homegrown or outdoor grown tomato in July. But I also recognize that there's a demand for tomatoes in December. And we're either going to be growing them domestically or we're going to be importing them. And I would rather see those jobs and that money stay home rather than see things grown in Mexico or China or other areas brought across the border to meet the demand for the December tomato and watermelon. But personally, I don't think they taste like very much
No, it's awful. It's like eating a newspaper. Yeah. Some of those things. All right, one of the things I think you're proving is that small family farms can succeed by feeding those who are in your immediate proximity. That's a cool thing, marketing to the locals in the neighborhood and then going to the stores. You got a good success story here. I'm glad to have had the opportunity to talk to you, John. John Fountain from Rio Gozo Farm. It's riogozofarm.com. Also another way to find what his success is and read his story. Maybe get some ideas. That's the whole point of this program, give you ideas as to how to continue to succeed and do well as an American family farmer. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Now 53 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. The dynamics of being on the farm, running a business, knowing your customer, helping the locavores who are supportive of what you're doing. I was interested in the conversation we had in this hour about how many times this gentleman got a beet crop out of his land in California, which brings me around to acknowledging to you and telling you, sharing with you, that the folks who make super beets are growing their beets in this area of California and other areas, Midwest and all over the country down in Florida. The beets are grown with non-GMO seeds. It is a product that brings us to the best possible potential in our body. Using super beets supports the healthy blood flow that you get with dietary nitrates in your system, converting into nitric oxide, which opens up the arteries, bringing the blood from your heart to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. It's so important to have this. This all-natural product, something that all farmers ought to have. It seems to me everybody ought to be drinking and using the products that are labeled as super beets. You get a 30-day supply of regular super beets with your first order. So get in on the excitement. Get in on the support. Get in on the best blood flow. Get in on healthy blood pressure. Nothing artificial about this. You'll get that healthy circulation. It'll boost your energy, just like you've had a cup of something that was full of caffeine, but there's no caffeine in it. It's just beets. 800-655-4183 orders Super Beets. Remember, you get a 30-day supply, the first order free, a great Christmas gift for the person in your family who either needs to be following a more healthy diet and lifestyle or is there and wants to protect it. You can order also by going to DougLikesBeets.com. That's Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
When you buy $25 worth of Buffalo Wild Wings holiday gift cards, you earn a bonus card worth up to $100. It's like buying a new TV, then getting another TV that's either a little smaller or possibly way bigger for free. But you can't trade those TVs for wings because they're a metaphor.
bonus cards. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus. Not valid in New York, Florida, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For a limited time, while supplies last. Limit 4. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy. So bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear. Just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets just $19.99. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See a store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because of the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online prime purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, 56 after the hour. Now this comment. After all these years, agriculture in our country remains overwhelmingly dominated by family farms. According to a report out this week by the Economic Research Service from the USDA, this report shows not only just how dependent America is on our family farms, but how many are independent of government. I'd like to think that my farm was one of those, although I decry, and you hear me talk a lot about over-management, over-mingling. 72% of all farms receive no farm-related government payments. I'm in that category. Are you? This is the last year that report is for. The figure is in contrast to many months and a lot of years, actually, of every Congress spending a lot of money on that big farm bill. Well, they cut back a lot of the things. Unfortunately, they didn't cut out enough for corporate ag, as far as I'm concerned, and factory farming. There's too much of that. Family farms of various types count for 99% of all farms, count for 89% of the production, according to the USDA, which is interesting. But when you think about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and what that does to threaten the farm, and, you know, they're talking about the here and the now. Good thing Trump is in, because that means that the TPP won't take effect. But what other ideas are going to come down the pike sooner or later? So we all have to work together, especially if you're a dairy producer and those who are growing specialty crops. That's really there's a real problem there. Agriculture focusing on dairy is losing big time. But let's hold a good thought. 2 to 3%. Of the operations are non-family corporations. The rest are in control.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.